content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jane Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines. We'll jump in with this one, some books we're loving now. There are four of their recommendations. First, a thriller called Here One Moment by Leanne Moriarty, M-O-R-I-A-R-T-Y. On a short domestic flight, a woman dubbed the Death Lady tells each passenger when and how they'll die. Most shrug it off until one person dies as she predicted. Then two more. Soon, the rest of the passengers must decide how to spend their remaining time or dare to try to change their destinies. Next, a self-help book called Your Best Financial Life by Anne Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R. Former head of retirement solutions for J.P. Morgan Asset Management, she shares practical, easy-to-follow advice on everything from the magic of compounding to the difference between dollar-cost averaging and lump-sum investing. A piece of fantasy called Atalanta by Jennifer Saint, S-A-I-N-T. Atalanta's life is simple and free until one day Artemis selects Atalanta to be her champion. She embarks on the Argonauts on the quest, embarks with the Argonauts on the quest to get the Golden Fleece. But as she is tested, her quest evolves into a journey of self-realization. The story showcases how Atalanta makes her own choices while facing opposition. And then a romance called You with a View by Jessica Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E. Noelle Shepherd is grieving the loss of her grandmother when she comes across letters detailing her Graham's forbidden love. Desperate to know more, Noelle makes a TikTok video that goes viral. Next, Noelle finds herself taking Graham's planned honeymoon trip with the man Graham loved, Paul. The catch? Paul's grandson, Theo, Noelle's rival, is joining them. From First for Women, The Bob Ross Secret to Calm. You know who Bob Ross is or was? Feeling anxious? A Bob Ross break could be the remedy you need. In a study in the Journal of Complementary Therapies in Medicine, people who watched an episode of the painter's iconic show called The Joy of Painting saw significant reductions in anxiety and anger. Authors credit the benefits to Ross's calm manner and encouraging phrases. To trigger what they call the Bob Ross effect, search for episodes of The Joy of Painting on YouTube. We've actually watched a few of these at home recently as well, and they are very calming. You know, on a cold day, stuck inside, very calming. Faith and laughter give me strength as a sandwich generation caregiver. Sean Lowe couldn't help but grin when her mother walked into the kitchen, dressed and ready for breakfast. "You put your pants on backwards," she said gently to her mother, Teresa, 68, hoping that it wouldn't hurt her feelings. Instead, Teresa let out a deep laugh, immediately transforming the moment into something light and joyful. Sean has been caring for her mother since Teresa's dementia diagnosis 4 years ago, and she has come to rely on laughter to find strength during some of their hardest days. Here, Sean shares more of her caregiving journey in her own words. "My mom has always been one of the funniest and most positive people I've known, and along with the pure joy of sharing a belly laugh in tense situations, I always feel like her sense of humor is her way of caring for me, too. We both love each other deeply, but so much has changed in our lives these past 4 years. I'm a wife and mother of young children living in a multi-generational household. I'm smack in the sandwich generation, where I drive school carpools, help with homework, and search for Christmas gifts for my whole family, while also being a full-time caregiver to my mom. I juggle her doctor's appointments and medicine and make sure she's safe and comfortable. While there's nothing I wouldn't do for my loved ones, caring for my mother and wanting to do all I can to ensure her well-being has impacted my own financial, emotional, and physical well-being. After Mom's dementia diagnosis, I decided she'd come first and our plans would follow second, which is necessary and frustrating. There have been instances where we've had to postpone family dinners or miss sporting events because something related to Mom gets in the way. I often wind up feeling disappointed and guilty that I had to alter my family's plans to care for her. It makes me feel trapped in a cyclone of emotions. Even trying to plan the holidays this year has been extra emotional. I'm afraid to make plans because I never know what will happen or how she will feel. But I've learned the beauty of meeting Mom where she is. So when we enjoy traditions like our annual holiday dinner, I also make sure there's a quiet spot for Mom to gather her emotions. The loud, chaotic gatherings that she once loved are now overwhelming for her. Just weeks into my journey as a caregiver, I learned that when you're tending to the needs of your loved one, as well as wrangling kids and family responsibilities, it's easy to neglect yourself. That neglect got to me this year, as I've had some minor health issues. Caregiving is even harder when you're not feeling your best, so self-care is crucial. It helps me to journal, meditate, or get 5 minutes of exercise, even walking around the house. It also helps to remember that I'm not alone. I thank God for my support system of friends and family. A year ago, I started attending a support group to connect others navigating a similar road as me, and it's been comforting having those resources. Every time I feel like I'm losing myself in my role as a caregiver, I remind myself that I'll never get this time with Mom back. I'll say a quick prayer, asking for strength, patience, and clarity, allowing my faith to fuel me when I'm not sure how I'll get through a tough day. I've also learned to look at our relationship differently. I cherish the time we have together laughing and working on our podcast, TNLWTD, Let's Talk About It, which stands for Terry and Lori Walking the Talk for Dementia, and is recorded with our friend Lori Waters, president of the Paint Clover Purple Dementia Association. I want to preserve Mom's voice as long as possible and preserve her story for future generations. Whether we're podcasting, scheduling appointments, or getting ready for our annual day after Christmas shopping trip, I relish the moments I'm with her. That love and devotion is what bonds us forever. And a reader's story, The Kindness of Strangers. My 6-year-old granddaughter Lucy was terrified of flying, and nothing we said or did seemed to settle her down. As we hunkered in our seats, buckled up, and prepared to take off to New York, all she did was cry. A gentleman sitting across the aisle from us suddenly jumped up and opened the overhead compartment, taking out an adorable stuffed kitten. "I got this for my daughter, but I think she's lonely in the storage bin," he explained. "Would you be able to hold and cuddle her until we make it to New York?" Lucy burst into a grin and proceeded to hug and talk to the little kitten all the way to our destination. As we prepared to exit the plane, she gave the kitty back. I mouthed a thank you as he winked in return. I'll forever be grateful to this wonderful person whose generosity touched us that day. And that was Joy Leeds of Lakeland, Florida. From First for Women, Simple Home Solutions. There are several here. First, an easy trick to declutter. A quick way to cut down on extra items in your home is the box and banish method. To do this, fill up an empty box with anything you're unsure of keeping, then store it away for 6 weeks. During this time, if you remember something from the box you need or want, grab it. At the end, donate or get rid of anything left. Since it wasn't touched during that time, you know you won't miss it. And moth-proof your clothing, your winter clothing, to prevent pests from getting to the garments in your closet. Mix 1 tablespoon cinnamon, 1/2 cup peppercorns, and 1/2 cup of cloves in a coffee filter and secure with a rubber band. Then place the sachet in your closet. The strong odor will repel hungry moths. A wine rack makes for handy storage to hold guest towels. I hadn't thought about that. And they had a question for their readers. How do you avoid a slippery walkway in winter? And the results of those poll brought out two different leading ideas. First one, Sprinkle baking soda before a storm. Since the powder lowers the freezing point of water, it prevents ice from forming. And the other one, spritz with a solution of 1 quart of water, 1/2 teaspoon of dish soap, and 1 tablespoon of rubbing alcohol. It keeps ice crystals from adhering. And laundry pairings to avoid. You may be tempted to wash blankets and clothes together when you're short on time, but heavy fabrics can damage delicate items when they're washed in the same load. Another downside is that bulky items like blankets typically require more drying time than garments, so you may overdry your clothes and cause their fibers to weaken and fade over time. For best results, keep them in separate loads, as well as sheets and towels. Ask the doctor, question, is there a sweet snack that won't spike my blood sugar? Her answer, this is Dr. Amy Shaw, MD, try dates. They're high in carbs and have a caramel-like flavor that's sweet enough to satisfy fierce cravings, but they don't send blood sugar skyrocketing. In fact, a small study in Nutrition Journal found that people with type 2 diabetes could eat 7 to 10 dates without a notable sugar spike. That's because the fiber in dates causes sugar to slowly enter the bloodstream rather than all at once. Plus, dates are rich in magnesium and potassium. Try spreading peanut butter on 4 to 5 dates for a snack with a protein boost. I personally love dates. Another question for the doctor, is my daily coffee habit bad for my heart? And her answer, on the contrary. Coffee may lower risk of heart issues, per research in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. Study subjects who drank around 3 cups daily were 48% less likely to have heart disease or a stroke than those who had less than 1 cup a day. Credit goes to the caffeine, which may regulate the production of lipids linked to cardiovascular disease. People who had 200 to 300 milligrams of caffeine from other sources, like green tea, also reduced their heart disease risk by 40%. And the last question for the doctor, what's the best cheese to eat if I'm sensitive to lactose? Great question. Lactose intolerant people often think they need to avoid cheese altogether, but many aged cheeses, including Munster, cheddar, Gouda, and Parmesan, are virtually lactose-free. Why? Lactose is found in the watery part of the cheese, and the aging process dries out the cheese and removes this moisture. So unless you're allergic to milk, which is not the same thing as being lactose intolerant, you should be able to enjoy moderate amounts of aged cheeses without any digestive discomfort. Good to know. In focus for eczema relief, unexpected perk of wrapping yourself in a wool sweater. Doctors often advise women with eczema to wear cotton or silk clothing to feel more comfortable, but research in the journal Dermatology finds that wearing clothes made of merino wool improves eczema symptoms. Turns out the wool's soft, breathable fibers reduce irritation and wick away excess moisture to ease the itching and inflammation caused by an eczema flare-up. And with our cold weather recently, it's certainly no hardship to wear some wool, right? Some more simple solutions. The best way to let go of anger? If you're feeling mad or insulted by a difficult exchange with someone, try taking a breather instead of blowing off steam. An Ohio State University analysis of more than 150 studies concluded that deep breathing, yoga, and meditation lowered anger and aggression more effectively than activities like hitting a punching bag. The reason? Relaxation strategies decrease the physiological arousal that can amp up anger. And permission to indulge, sweet relief for mood swings. It's no secret that menopause can bring on blue moods, but lifting them could be as easy as nibbling on dark chocolate. A study in the journal Scientific Reports found that eating 12 grams of 78% dark chocolate, about a third of a typical candy bar, daily, significantly eased depression in menopausal women within 8 weeks. Now, that is seriously dark chocolate, the 78%, just so you know. Doesn't taste sweet like a Hershey bar. The study authors say more research is needed to identify the mechanisms behind the benefit, but previous studies credit polyphenol compounds found in dark chocolate with mood improvements. One brand to try, Lindt, that's L-I-N-D-T, excellence, 78% cocoa, dark chocolate. Mm. And the percent of people who say forgiving someone brings them joy, 71%. It's hard to forgive, but evidently worth it. And so soothing, feel-good fix for Zoom fatigue. Feeling tired on video calls? Try putting a natural scene in the background. In a Frontiers in Psychology study, people who did so felt more refreshed after video conferences than those who put moving video clips or blurred backgrounds behind them. Experts say viewing still, nature-based images eases fatigue by reducing the mental effort needed to process information. And surprising perk of hormone therapy? Many women going through menopause opt to use hormone therapy to ease symptoms like hot flashes and low mood. Now, researchers presenting at a meeting of the Menopause Society say the treatment can help with another common issue that often arises during menopause, insulin resistance. That's because estrogen stimulates cells so they shuttle insulin out of the blood and into muscles for energy. The researchers found that both oral and transdermal forms of hormone therapy were effective for reducing insulin resistance. And the number of people who flush public restroom toilets with their foot to avoid germs? 64%. And honestly, I never thought of that myself. But 64% of people out there sure have. Switching now to a couple of recipes, and I do try to go with things that are easy or don't have too many exotic ingredients in them, because I myself am a horrible cook and don't like spending a ton of time in the kitchen. And, you know, I assume you've got better things to do, too. So, for this cold winter, how about lemon chicken soup with orzo? Active time only 15 minutes, total time is 30, and this serves 10, so you can eat it for several days. All right, here's what we need. 1 medium yellow onion, finely diced, that's about a cup. 4 medium carrots, diced into thin rounds, about 2 cups. 1 teaspoon kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper. 3 to 4 cloves of garlic minced, 2 teaspoons lemon zest, I would assume that's grated lemon zest. 8 cups reduced sodium chicken broth, 1 cup whole grain orzo or any small whole grain pasta, your choice, 1 tablespoon cornstarch plus 1 tablespoon water, I guess we'll get to how to do that later, 3 cups cooked shredded chicken. I buy the rotisserie chicken at the grocery store already cooked for me, save some time, 1/4 cup lemon juice, and 1/4 to 1/2 cup of roughly chopped fresh dill, optional. Note, you can make the soup ahead of time and freeze, but keep in mind that orzo tends to lose its shape and will disintegrate, creating a thicker, starchier, but just as delicious result. If it's too thick for you, add a bit more broth to thin out when you're reheating it. Here's our directions. Liberally coat a large pot with olive oil spray and warm over medium heat. Add the diced onion, carrots, kosher salt, and black pepper, and cook, stirring occasionally until the veggies are softened, 7 to 9 minutes. Add the garlic and lemon zest and cook 1 minute. Stir often to prevent the garlic from burning. Add chicken broth to the pot, increase heat to high, and bring the soup to a boil. Add the orzo. Reduce heat to a simmer and continue to cook, stirring occasionally to prevent the orzo from sticking to the bottom of the pot for about 6 minutes, or until the orzo reaches al dente. Meanwhile, make a cornstarch slurry by adding the cornstarch and water to a small bowl and whisking until smooth. Set aside till ready to use. Once orzo is cooked, add shredded chicken, lemon juice, and cornstarch slurry to the pot and mix everything together. Simmer for 10 to 15 minutes to allow soup to thicken. Add additional salt, pepper, and fresh dill if desired, and serve piping hot. It'll last a few days in the fridge, or you can stash in the freezer for a few months. It will thicken in the freezer, but should thin out when reheating. You can add a little more broth if desired. From Magnolia, Granny's Espresso Shortbread. Prep time, 20 minutes. Bake time is 24. Chill time, an hour. And this makes about 75 cookies. We need 1 cup of unsalted butter at room temperature. 3/4 cup lightly packed brown sugar. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. 1.5 teaspoons espresso powder. 2 1/4 cups all-purpose flour. 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. 2 cups of walnut pieces. Oh, and that's it. In a stand mixer fitted with the paddle attachment, cream the butter, brown sugar, vanilla, and espresso powder on medium until just uniform, about a minute. Add the flour and salt and mix on medium-low until it just comes together. Stir in the walnuts. Form the dough into a 2-inch thick log. Wrap in plastic wrap and refrigerate for at least an hour. You can do this step a couple of days in advance of baking, or you can freeze it this way for a month. When you're ready to do your baking, preheat the oven to 325. Line baking sheets with parchment paper. Cut the log into slices 1/4 inch thick and arrange the cookies on the prepared baking sheets. They won't spread much, but give them a little room just in case. Then bake 1 sheet at a time in the middle of the oven for 12 to 14 minutes until golden on the bottom. Cool cookies on the baking sheet until firm and then move to a cooling rack. Holy cannoli dip. This one's from Woman's Day. Active time and total time are both 10 minutes, and this serves 4. We need a 15-ounce container of whole milk ricotta cheese, an 8-ounce container of mascarpone cheese, 1 cup powdered sugar, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, the zest of 1/2 orange, plus 2 tablespoons orange juice, 3/4 cup mini chocolate chips divided, some flaky sea salt, and waffle cones for serving. Using a hand mixer or a stand mixer with a whisk attachment on high speed, whip the ricotta, mascarpone, and sugar until fluffy and slightly thickened. Add vanilla and orange zest and juice. Whip again if it looks thin. Stir in 1/2 cup chocolate chips. Transfer to a serving bowl, top with remaining 1/4 cup chocolate chips and a hefty pinch of flaky salt. Then serve the cones in a resealable plastic bag so people can smash their own cannoli chips to dip into this dip. From First for Women in Focus Turnips. These low-calorie root veggies have more fiber than potatoes. Quick cook greens. Rinse your turnip greens from 2 bunches. Blanch in boiling water for 2 minutes. Drain and chop. Heat 2 tablespoons oil in the skillet. Add 1 diced onion. Cook 4 minutes. Add the greens. Saute for 5 minutes. Season to taste. And season and roast your turnips. Trim, peel, and dice 2 pounds of turnips. Toss with 3 tablespoons of oil, 2 teaspoons thyme leaves, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Roast at 400 degrees, stirring often, for 30 minutes. And from real simple, it's the Smash Burger Tacos, 30 minutes active and total time, and it serves four, is quick cooking, one pan, and dairy-free. We need a third of a cup of mayonnaise, one tablespoon finely chopped fresh cilantro, plus leaves for garnish, a half teaspoon lime zest, plus a quarter teaspoon fresh juice from one lime, one clove of garlic grated, about a half teaspoon, 1 pound of ground beef, one 1-ounce package of taco seasoning mix, such as McCormick, 4 6-inch flour tortillas, those are the smaller ones, a third of a cup chopped fresh avocado from one avocado, and a quarter cup pico de gallo, drained if needed. Stir together mayonnaise, 1.5 tablespoons water, chopped cilantro, lime zest, lime juice, and garlic in a small bowl until well combined. Gently combine beef and taco seasoning in a large bowl. Divide beef mixture into 4 equal portions. Press each portion into a thin patty over one tortilla, getting close to the edges. Heat a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add one tortilla, beef side down. Cook, pressing down gently until well browned, 2 to 3 minutes. Flip. Cook until tortilla is crisp, 1 to 2 minutes. Adjust heat as needed to prevent over-browning. Transfer tortilla side down to a wire rack placed over parchment paper. Cover loosely with foil to keep warm. Repeat with the remaining 3 tortillas, wiping the skillet clean as needed. Top the burgers with avocado and pico de gallo. Drizzle with the mayonnaise mixture and garnish with cilantro leaves. Fold tortillas in half like tacos. Serve immediately with any extra mayonnaise mixture. And a couple little quotes to send you on your way. Where there is love, there is life. And that is from Mahatma Gandhi. There is nothing in this world more prized than true friendship. And that's Thomas Aquinas, a 13th century saint. And this one from Magnolia. We believe in home, that it should restore us from today and ready us for tomorrow. And that's part of the Magnolia Manifesto. And we've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazines is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org, and I have found that it goes back years. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number here at the Reading Service, 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time, I hope.